This is that song of salvation. African liberation, yeah. This is that song of salvation. And I liberation day.
Trying again, take two. Let's see how long we can keep this one live. Live stream, Sunday afternoon. Give thanks.
This is that song of salvation. African liberation, yeah. This is thy song of salvation. I am thy liberation day. It's too long now, had my dwelling amongst those who hate peace. I said it's too long now, had my dwelling amongst those who hate peace. I am for peace. They are for war.
To move on.
Bless up one and all. Give thanks for tuning in. And for those who were with me last time, we had some technical difficulties. So trying again, every time we learn something new. That was Iwaria, Empress Shima, and Chazbo, a tune called Too Long Now. That's a dub plate. You want that tune, you got to link me directly. Last night, I was going through a bunch of tunes, and sometimes I'm amazed by what's in the vault. So I'm going to go through some things that will be the first time they've been played anywhere. And we'll start with this instrumental. Sunday afternoon, Akashic Records live stream. Give thanks. if at first you don't succeed, then try and try again. That rhythm is called Tough Like Lion. And this next one is a Fakir tune that we haven't played anywhere yet. Last live stream, I talked about the album that's coming, tentatively called House of Rastafari, where we honor various elders, matriarchs, and patriarchs. This next one is called Bongo Wato. Hail up time. Hail up everyone in the chat. Bluebird, Trick Pat, Zoe Amanzi, Alessandro, Majestic Lion, Eric, Jemray, Carlos, Vernon, Jano, Mikeoi. Tell me how to say that. Eric, yeah, hail up one and all. Thanks for working with me through the technical difficulties. Bongo Wato. From the House of Rastafari album, coming one day. Bongo. Yeah, so that's Bongo Watto. If you haven't heard of Bongo Watto, look him up. Important man in history of the faith. All right, this next one is from a forthcoming album on the Dogon people. And I'll start off with the rhythm. This one's called Moons and Orbits. The rhythm is called The East.
Thank you. Moons and habits, you are given all the wisdom and the knowledge. Moons and habits, you are given all the knowledge.
Yeah, Moons in Orbits, hail up all the people in the chat since last time. Kaizo, Dub Nukem, Black Sage Botanical, Sis Ash, Jalove, Ross Cazares, hail up, brethren. And then I think everybody else we'd already hailed up the last time. Bluebird, Moriarty61, hail Rastafari, Ross Flacco in the place. All right, this one's called Moons in Orbits, final cut of this one. Off a forthcoming album on the Dogon people.
You are given all the information.
Yeah, excited about that one. Glad to hear everybody is feeling that one. Moons and Orbits from a forthcoming album on the Dogon People. This next one, I'm going to play the rhythm first. The rhythm is called Under Heavy Manners, and then I'll explain the tune. Under Heavy Manners. So now we'll play the vocal. This one is called Giant of Asebu, and it's from an album coming focused on Ghana, Ghana history, Ghana spirituality. This one's called Giant of Asebu. You can look this up and learn more.
Giant of Asebu. Giant of Asebu. Rocks were your instrument. You saw this evidence, yeah. Giant of Asebu. Giant of Asebu. Rocks were your instrument. You saw this evidence, yeah. Asebu was a leader of an army in Kemen. He chased Israel through the wilderness, straight to the desert. When the Red Sea was parted, his army wound up there to rise.
Yeah, so I missed all those pull-up requests. Apologies about that, but as a compromise, I'll give you the third dub, Giant of a Cebu.
Giant of a Cebu.
Giant of a Cebu.
Rocks were your instrument. You saw this evidence, yeah. Giant of a Cebu. Giant of a Cebu. Rocks were your instrument. You saw this evidence, yeah.
So we just took a bit of a tour. We went to the Dogon Works, we went to the Ghana Works, and now I'm going to go into the Sumer Works. We have released a single from this Sumer project by the same name. The single's called Sumer. And then this one will be the first time playing this anywhere, but we'll start with the rhythm. The rhythm is called The Judgment.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's what we'll give you of this one. And Moriarty asked a good question. Is this an old rhythm? And so, yeah, I was about to tell the story, so it's kind of perfect timing. So sometimes we start with new rhythms. Sometimes, every once in a while, there'll be a rhythm that's already out, and I'll really feel moved by it, and I'll go to the producer. And that's what happened in this case. Alpha put out this rhythm called The Judgment. And I said, man, that's a powerful rhythm, and we should do something on it. And that's how this one came about. This tune is called Minam from the Sumer album. Minam.
About Minam, numbers are Minam, yeah. La'atula Minam, oh Minam, Minam, yeah. Earth's metrological system, then came the abacus, yeah. Sexagesimal number system, others of magnitude given to us. True place value numeral system aligned with the astronomy. First to find the area of a triangle. Volume of a cube, no mystery. Talking about Minam. Numbers are Minam. La Atsula Minam. Oh Minam Minam. Talking about Minam. Numbers are Minam. Yeah. La Atsula Minam. Oh Minam Minam. Multiplication table and clear tablet for the world to see, world to see. Detailed records of goods and supply. Madam bookkeeping, bookkeeping. A complex system of weights and measures and geometrical exercise, yeah. Oh, long division problems. Earliest stress that I can cite. Talking about Minam. Numbers are Minam, yeah. La Atsula Minam. Oh Minam Minam. Yeah. Talking about Minam. Numbers are Minam. Yeah. La Atsula Minam. Oh Minam Minam. Oh Minam Minam. Oh Minam Minam. Yeah. Talking about Minam. Numbers are Minam, yeah. La Atsula Minam. Oh Minam Minam. We'll be right back.
Yeah, so that one's called Minam from the album on Sumer that's forthcoming. And this is a topic that is very interesting to study: ancient Assyria, Sumer, which in the Bible was called Babylon, and today is like the Iraq region. So the tune Sumer is talking about the number system that they used back in those days. And there's some very interesting things that you can find out if you research about the Sumerians' progress in the fields of math, astronomy, astrology, writing systems, aqueducts. And then when it comes to their religion and their spirituality, there's also some very interesting things around the Anunna that today we call the Anunnaki or the fish gods. I'm not saying that stuff is true, but I am saying that when I've researched that stuff, it's very interesting to say the least.